Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. In John chapter 1, verse 12, we have this reading. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In this verse of scripture, we have believers. In Matthew 7, 21 through 23, Jesus said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Make believers. Revelation 21, verse 8, But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Unbelievers. Believers, make believers, unbelievers. May the Lord add His blessings to the reading of His precious Word. John said, as he wrote, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. And every person in this building that has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of his or her heart and mind is saved by the grace of God and is a true believer in Christ. Number one, believers are washed in the blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption, through His blood, according to the riches of His grace. Leviticus 17:11, For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given to thee upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Revelation 1 and 5, And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten from among the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. I'm glad Baptists who are saved can truthfully sing the old question, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And if you have been, your sins have been made as white as snow because they are washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers are not only blood washed, but believers are spirit sealed. Ephesians 1:13, In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 4:30, And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Believers are blood washed, spirit sealed, and believers should be warm-hearted. Hank Williams was one of my favorite country and western singers, yours too. And one of his songs was, "Why don't you change your mind and melt your cold, cold heart?" And Jesus said in Matthew 24:12, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many," meaning God's people, "shall wax cold." And every believer in this building and throughout the world ought to have a warm heart this morning. Ephesians 12:10, "Be ye kindly affectioned one to another in brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." So believers are blood washed, God kept, spirit sealed, and ought to be warm hearted. Then Jesus preached in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Many are saying, Lord, Lord, that are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. For many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name we have cast out devils, and in thy name we have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." Here we have some make-believers. And make-believers have a profession. But there is a vast difference in making a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and actually having a possession of Him as your personal Savior. Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." And I'm not being harsh, and I'm not being adamant, but I am being realistic when I say if you have made a true profession of faith and have a possession of the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will persevere in the service of God. And so, make believers have a profession, but they do not persevere. They have a performance. They cast out devils. They do many wonderful works in the eyes of men. I want to remind you that many religious people this morning are exceedingly busy doing what they think is the work of God when they have never paused to think the most important thing to realize is the work that Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. And so they have a performance. They are religiously busy. A And then they have a pronouncement coming. These make-believers who have this empty profession, who have this religiosity, who are always busy, 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 doing, they think, for the Lord, not realizing what the Lord has done for them. But one day, the words of Jesus, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." I told this story before. It's a true story. A dear old woman in Mississippi pulled turnip greens out of the ground and wrapped them with a twine and washed them in a branch and put them in a hamper and sold them and picked cotton and dug potatoes to send her daughter to college. And through the years, she saved her few little widow's pennies and had enough to go to the girl's graduation and wanted to surprise her. And she arrived on campus after a lengthy bus ride and went to the door of the dormitory, where her daughter was with some other sorority sisters. And when she came to the door, the old mother said, "Hello, darling." She said, "Old woman, I don't know you," and slammed the door in her mother's face. "I'd rather all of you, if I knocked on your door, would slam the door in my face and say, 'I don't know you,' than to hear the words fall from the lips of Jesus, 'Depart from me, I never knew you.'" You better listen to your preacher this morning. It's important to know the Lord, and it's important that you know He knows you. Make believers. But the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, if you've missed everything else, grab hold of this. If you are born once, you will die twice. Not only the physical death, but the eternal death. If you are born twice of the flesh, through your mother's womb, and then of a Spirit of God, you will die only once. You'll never experience the second death. Unbelievers are presently lost. They're not going to be lost. They're already lost. John 3:18, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God." And I warn every one of you in this church building, If you are not saved, you are a lost person. And the only one who can change that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I warn you that you are perilously lost. You're not just presently lost, but you are perilously lost. When I turned on the TV yesterday, and it's always blasting that which is bad, oh, I long for good news. That's why I love to preach on Sunday, because the gospel is the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it said, citizen killed. A 19-year-old boy who had broken into his home at 2 a.m. in the morning with four others with him. And it showed the picture of this 19-year-old young man who had broken in this older gentleman's nice home in the wee hours of the morning, and in fear of his life, this old man shot several times and killed one of them, and I fell on my knees and I said, oh God, help the family of this young man that's been shot to death. Let me tell you something this morning. Our children need parental guidance. What would you have done, Brother Brunson? The same thing. You mean you'd shoot somebody? You might be right, I would. They broke in my home, tried to take my life. I keep a 12-gauge automatic shotgun loaded. I keep a 38 Smith & Wesson loaded. And if people break in on this old preacher, I not only have the protection of God and a million of His angels, I have an equalizer. You say, well, that sounds harsh to me. Well, it may sound harsh, but it's the truth. We're living in dark days. Now, when that little 19-year-old boy left home with his buddies, he didn't know that he was perilously in danger of death. Believers are not only presently lost, they're perilously lost. And the sad thing about it is, and this ought to put every one of us on our face before the great God of heaven, people that leave this world without Christ are permanently lost. Forever and ever and ever. Ecclesiastes 11, if the clouds be full of rain, they enter themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the north or toward the south, in the place that the tree falleth, there it shall lie. There is no second chance salvation. There is no coming out of limbo or purgatory. When you die, you're carried by the angels into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're carried by a horde of demons into the horrors of hell. I raise this question. Are you a believer? Are you a make-believer? Are you an unbeliever? Only you can answer that question. That saying, Brother Mark. Number 320. Let's stand together. And leave here knowing this. These words are not Brother Brunson's words. They're right out of the Word of God. That saying.